Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flow, where we listen to everything so you don't have to. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fontaine.
Yes, sir.
And today we are talking about T.I.'s 10th studio album entitled Dime Trap, released October 5th, 2018 on Grand Hustle and Epic Records. Let's see. The singles are Hefe, Rafe, and The Weeknd. Producers, DJ Toom. I'm glad DJ Toom's still around. I like him. He was an executive producer. But we have Bangladesh, David Banner, Cardiac, Chess Blaze, London on the Track, Mike and Keys, My Guy Mara, Scott Storch, Shoddy Red, Swiss Beats, and TB Hits. So, I remember one time he was talking about this album. He had recorded like 200 songs. I hate that T.I. does that shit.
I hate that too. I hate to hear artists talk like that, because I just feel like you delude the art by saying I made 400 songs.
Because it doesn't work in no other field. Nobody would say, yo, I got a new book. I wrote 78 chapters. We're going to bring it down to 20 good chapters. Yeah. Somebody says, yo, we shot 5 hours of movie.
I feel sorry for the engineer. Because he got to hear all this music. I'm pretty sure it gets, I'm sitting there, I know that. But I'm saying like it's a blur. Like you're like, yo, what song was that? That song good? Like, nah,
I don't know why I thought, and maybe it's because like an article said this, but I really thought this was going to be T.I.'s 444 album, and at times it is. Don't get me wrong, he does touch on some stuff. It's weird. T.I. just be on some like, yo, don't worry about who asked him slapping. Like, so he brings that up, Then he did he even on what's the one, Mr. Amazing, which is a good song. But I'm like, T.I., you've done the apology. Even the show has just started, and he's already doing the Bible says don't do this and I don't do that. And I say, man, how many times you gonna just say, look, yeah, I fucked up, but I need to let your ass go. Well, I fucked up and I'm going. He even thought about therapy. He said, what'd he say about, he said, the therapist told me to focus on the pain, but I'm too focused on trying to do what Jay and Dame did or something, like, you know. So he ain't even practicing therapy when it comes to that situation. But that's just a little bit of it. I thought this album was pretty good at T.I. giving us old T.I. but still looking back at old T.I.
Do you still want T.I. to rap? Does he still have substance for you to want and to know and to feel? Like, all right, after this album, are you looking for another album?
I don't, you know what? I really wasn't. So there's been two albums I did one when the Cubs won the World Series, the one where he did, where he talked about, you know,
was that paper trail?
No, activist. He was all about activism, and I thought that was a pretty good album. And then the one before that was paper something. Damn it, Manny Fontaine.
Paper trail?
No.
Oh, he had two.
Yeah, he had two. Because anytime paper is in there, because us or else is the system. He got an album scheduled for next year too, it said.
But see, in this album, like you said, it wasn't bad. It was refreshing. But like the whole time I was listening to this album, I was thinking, how much do I still want to listen to T.I.? Like,
you just now starting to think that?
I mean, no, because the last one was good, but he had that Chris Brown song in there, Privacy. Like, you were like, he could still come up with some shit. Even when he had that song with Marsha Ambrosia, he had that song. That song was kind of dope.
But see, all right, when T.I. gets into...
Still hustling at 5 in the morning. These retro Jordans ain't never walked a mile in them, knowing no matter what they say, heavy to head. Who said shit will be simple? To get rich and stay out the trunks of Lincoln Continental. Remember, battle again by applying fundamental. In these streets, you either eat or become dental. Ain't shit to win when you already got it all. But go from having no options to buying mansions, Versace,
your
shit.
You don't know the risk if you ain't carried the way. If you ain't never been down a road that wasn't already paid. Some shit I don't remember. It's some I'll never forget. Ain't nobody give me nothing. Ain't nobody tell me shit.
Okay.
Big old trip.
That sounds like a, when I hear that from T.I., that reminds me of the person who wrote I'm Just Doing My Job.
Yeah, yeah.
He's doing that look back reflection.
He has a great voice, man.
It even is.
When T.I.'s voice is underrated.
It is. When he does this, when he gets with Jib Blaze, I'm like, okay, they make good music. I was really upset this wasn't the intro. because he you had know what? The seasons intro, which
I
is
feel
cool.
Like I see the last one, the first one you played, I loved that one. This one, I didn't. I was like,
because maybe,
he couldn't. The beat was too. It was too big for him.
And it was just crazy because him and Just Blaze, whoever played on King, it was like, are you not entertained? And he bodied that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, he did.
But that one, he didn't keep. To me, I felt like he didn't. It wasn't like he flowed bad on it, but it's just like he did not keep up with that. That beat was like catastrophic, and it was just like it was too much for him. Like it was just like,
slow down, oh, don't go too fast, man.
I just feel like so the whole time, yeah, he had good songs on it where I was just like, okay. Then I was like, man, I kind of want T.I. to shut up. Like,
so let's.
But because he became too much of a headline, I think, and that sometimes that could ruin it for an artist. Because I don't like that you do these reality TV shows, and then you lose Tiny, then you get in this argument with Tiny on your reality TV show, talking about Mayweather. Then you get in a fight with Mayweather. Then you know, like
Did you see the clip from this last episode, like the first episode of this season?
No,
because it's T.I. and Friends now, or something like
with
that.
Toya, LaToya, and
sounds crazy. Red Raps and Friends and shit. Like,
yeah. So there's a clip where he's talking to Tiny. And he basically got caught with the girl in the club.
Yeah, this is what I brought up, man.
And then the way that the conversation goes is like, yo, it's kind of like she's saying like, yo, you ain't supposed to be doing that stuff and getting caught, which means it cannot get posted online.
Let's just be real. Look. We've all had our little indiscretions and we get past it. There's no need to dwell.
Is that how you feel?
Let me tell you.
What do you
want to
tell me?
Are you familiar with the commandment, thou shalt not judge?
And thou shalt not cheat. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Are you familiar?
Yes.
I saw this video that was online of Tip backstage slapping a girl's ass. You should not be grabbing on nobody's ass. Like, I care about the cheating and the disrespect.
I know that you are upset, but not with me. You upset with the people who keep calling you and bothering you.
No, I'm upset with you. They wouldn't be calling me if it weren't for you.
The video ain't really the issue. The video being posted up on social media is the issue.
Someone
would have sent her that video privately, she and I would have had one conversation about it, and it would have been over.
Dang, he basically let me know.
Men are just basically, you're not mad that I cheated. You're mad that the world knows I cheated.
But it's gotten to that point.
Listen to me.
This is a whole different conversation.
That never works with nothing else. No, I can't look at Sarah and say, you're not mad that I don't have a job. You mad at everybody? No, I don't have a job. What? She's like, no, I'm mad that you don't have a job. And I think that little clip, to me, is it maybe in the grand scheme of things, when you listen to this album, when the therapist is telling him this is, you need to focus on the pain that you're causing and do something and you know, change your actions. Maybe that's the album I'm still waiting for from Tip. Maybe I am waiting for that 440.
I think I think he's never gonna get that album. We're never gonna get that album if Tiny doesn't leave him. Like, as in leave
him
for
Mr. Amazing. She said, you know, you're gonna realize when it's over. I mean, he mentions it on that track that she said, yo, it's gonna be different when I'm gone. She has to.
But I don't think it's like, you know, this is like a real soap opera shit. Like, yo, will she leave him? Like, but like, that's not, I don't know. But I think it will make T.I. a better artist, honestly. And he's a great artist in himself. But I just think, like, I don't know, man. That's crazy. That was a crazy clip to play in the middle of shit.
You didn't see that?
I saw the one, you know, the last season with, were you at odds with him? Huh? You know, talking about even not.
Yeah, that's what I think. And just to get back to what you're saying about T.I., his life is better than the music right now.
Yeah, like, but that's why, interesting. And that's why we wanted it in there, right? We wanted to hear. That's why you're
talking about, like, yo, you got all these things going on. You got a family. You just got a new daughter. You're trying to keep your family together, and you're still an artist. And then maybe
not to cut you off, sorry. You could tell that he's so Tiny on the fact that I'm a man, I'm gonna do what I do, but you know, I only love you. And she's
I use a condo with them.
Yeah. That's what he sold her on. And now we don't get the really 808 and heartbreak though, because of that. Because that's cut out, because he's controlled his household. He's still in the back smacking ass. Well, he just hopes there ain't no cameras around.
Are you afraid that somebody as good as you? Like, what is what?
This is after hours conversation.
I'm talking about for T.I. Whenever saying for you after hours would be, you know, we look at men in general. But I'm asking T.I., what are you so afraid of to be honest with your audience and to be honest with her?
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think is going to happen? You think your fans are going to be like, man, T.I. ain't Mr. Rubber Band Man no more. He up there. He want to be faithful or he lost her. I can't, you know, fuck with T.I. if he can lose Tiny. Tiny ain't even that bad. You know, whatever they say. What are you so afraid of?
Yeah, I don't know.
That you're not as dope as you thought you were?
I don't even know why that matters.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. When your ego is that way. But I think he'll be better for it.
Yeah, no, he definitely
might need
will.
That L. But I think T.I. is old school. I think T.I. is the type of guy that he couldn't be Future, even though it took Future a while when Russell was with Future Jr. Like, somebody taking care of the little baby. I'm like, no, fuck that shit.
He would throw a hissy fit like a motherfucker.
Can you imagine Tiny being with a man outside of T.I. that's going to take care of all them kids?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Most of them are already self-efficient grown.
Yeah, you just got one little one.
Yeah.
But I thought the album was solid.
Yeah, it was. It just had me thinking about a couple of things about T.I.
It does. But here's the thing.
I kind of agree with you guys. Like, I thought that he was going to go more into like, oh, I did this and this was wrong and this is what I'm trying to do to, you know, make myself better.
There's a couple of tracks like that. I don't think it's on Looking Back, but there is one where he talked about, this might be the track, where he talked about, the guy getting retaliation, like, man, what if we bail him out? This could have kicked off the album.
Yeah.
All we know is strike, learn to die for respect. You make a lot of money, they admiring it. We getting bad hand playing, it just is what it is. Foul fly, do or die, kill or be killed. Remember walking bang here was terrible though. Intentions ain't work, trying to come up now. I'm praying God.
Yeah, but there was a line in the album where he talked about, yo, what if we bail the dude out, you know, who did something wrong against us, and as soon as he get out, we kill him. He's like, should I be thinking like that? And I was like, that's a real fucking honest thought, but I would like an honest thought about relationships and men and women's structure. Because even in one song, he says, you know, women go get you an education that you ain't got to twerk for. But I was like, but you love the strip club.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing bad or good about the strip club, but I'm like.
And you degrade women, though. Like, I mean.
So what are you. You know how hard it is for me. Think about this in life. How hard it is. And I want to ask every rapper and every man this. It is so hard for you to be in that strip club every night. Or every, you know what I'm saying. Not literally. Throwing away money and then coming home and tell your daughter don't do that. Because she's looking at like, motherfucker, you know how much money you're giving her?
We always try to. I don't understand what you're saying.
As a kid, you'd be like, why not? I'm making good money.
We try to separate women, though. Like, oh, we don't want this for our sister. We don't want this for anybody, our cousins, anybody we love. But it's okay for us to go to a strip club. It's okay for us to like porn. It's okay for us to like all this stuff because we don't want to think about it like that. Because if we do, it makes us try to, it makes
what
us realize.
What is so wrong with that? And I didn't think T.I. was going to get this deal. But I was just thinking, what is so wrong? Like, who, what are men worried about? Are you worried about your friends? It got to be men, right?
Okay.
Well, if think about it. If there was a guy in your crew who had no problem dating a woman who strips, actively strips, or does porn, you only worried about your friends saying, like, fam, I see your girl naked all the time. Damn, you let our niggas hit her?
Yeah.
She come on to you. She ever come on to you and be like, I'm too tired for sex. Yeah, she were too tired to get that check that day, though. She got that check. All them dudes skinny. You only worried about your guys. All you worried about is other men saying, yo, I see your girl anytime I want. You think that's your little secret. But, all right, man. I didn't mean to do this deep dive on T.I.'s album because, honestly, it's a 3.5 out of 5 for me. It's a solid album. I enjoyed a lot of tracks in it. I didn't even do the features. Jeezy was on there. I was glad to hear Jeezy again.
Do the features real quick.
Meek Mill Hefe, that boy, that beat, that was another hard beat.
No more apologizing for being excellent.
ball us out there. We ain't gonna get into that beat. We need to talk about Dave Chappelle being on the, all through this album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything I say is the truth, and that's a lie, and that's the truth. And then he'll be talking about some, that's a sneaky motherfucking beat. He's like, I was like, Dave Chappelle's great. YFN Lucci, Tiana Taylor, London J.
YFN Lucci, he the one on?
No, that's Solo Lucci.
Okay, see, I can't keep it straight.
Anderson Paak, Young Thug, Swizz Beatz. Young Thug had the wildest line. Like, I can make your bitch leave. I can make his any bitch leave a man for the week. I said, not any bitch, Young Thug. Not any bitch. You are a particular type of, that a guy, a woman would like. Yo Gotti on Rave, Wash the Duck on Big Old Drip, and Sam Hook on Seasons. It's the album we got, but I don't think this is the album we need from T.I. I think he still has not given us the album that we need in the time. He's getting up on, he's getting either close to 40 or he's about to be 40. So maybe that's when we'll get it. But next year, the album is called, it's probably going to be next year, 2019, according to Wikipedia. The next album is called Love and Liability.
Oh, that's nice.
So I think that's going to be the album where he's going to lay it all out on the table. What are y'all giving this?
I'm giving it a 3.
Sarah J.
I give it a 2.5. I'm not going to go back to this.
Sarah don't like, no, there's no T.I. T.I., we can get a list of people. T.I., Drake, she don't like, wouldn't hang out with none of these people. But she hang out with the gang. Gang me number, West Coast T.I.
I would not hang out with the gang.
You hang out just for that print. You still following him?
No, oh, I don't follow him anymore.
This is
funny. That one and only. At Manny Fontaine, at Kicks and Coffee, at TIP, I think that's what it is. Until next time, peace.
I am so
good. Hey, fuck up that money, then make it again. I fuck her twice and I make her my friend. Shit, look at these haters, they hating again. I know they don't like it, they taking it in. Fuck up a check, then we making it back. She like Janelle, I'm a draper in that. She want the D, I've been waiting on that. I've been doing my thing, they been hating on that. And I meant what I said, I ain't taking it back. We get your chain, we ain't taking it back. Reach for my chain, get your flesh for that. Only speak on my name when you stay in the facts. Please, I know we ballin' too much. And all of these pretty hoes fallin' for us. I say, Vin, I keep mommy and call it to us. If I give you my number, don't call me too much. Comprende? City to city, bad bitches and titties. She jump on the jet with me, she on the tour. I'm in Balenci, LeBron and JaVinci. My pockets on Benji and she in Dior. Flexing the grandeur to look like you got it, but really you broke. Seen suckers pop shit on they Twitter like killers and really get smoked. No niggas that used to be trappers on Twitter just telling us jokes. While we getting money, just burning this bread, trying to turn it to toast. For real, they say we talk about money too much, but maybe they ain't getting money enough. I say, Dima Lil Poppy, he come with a truck, he gon' make me a tab and I'm running it up. Gracias.
Let me welcome you, get introduced to the king. Bentley, Ferrari, brand new when they come.